Hi, it's Jennifer Lewis, and episode 12 of Politics is coming right up. Hey!
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to episode 12 of Politics. I'm Paul Wharton, here for your post-Turkey Day pleasure. I had the privilege of hanging out all week with my friend, best-selling author, legendary actress and activist, the star of Black-ish on ABC, the one, the only, Miss Jennifer Lewis. We were in New York for the purple paperback launch of her book, The Mother of Black Hollywood. We made the rounds from The Breakfast Club and Trevor Noah's The Daily Show to PBS and so much more, but she saved the best for last. Our sit-down interview was full of wit and wisdom, and it's coming up just for you. But first, I want to thank our sponsors that made it all possible. A Beautiful Closet is the newest, hottest, most trend-setting boutique in D.C., and best of all, it's located in the crown jewel of D.C.'s waterfront, the new D.C. Wharf. Find the highest quality clothes that are always on trend for women and children, along with home goods and all of our favorite holiday gift options. Check them out at abeautifulclosetdc.com. And Stacey and I will be there on December 8th at our exclusive holiday shopping event. ABE Networks is the premier custom residential and commercial technology firm in the entire DMV. I visited their state-of-the-art showroom the other week, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. If you're interested in upgrading your home or building a new one, you need to know Avi Benaim and his tribe at ABE. Check them out online at abenetworks.com. Mervis Diamonds. Engagement season is upon us, and Mervis Diamonds is hosting an exclusive red carpet designer event. Come meet us and check out all the exclusive pieces on November 30th, December 1st, and 2nd at Mervis's Tyson's location. Check them out at mervisdiamond.com. The Bertar Cosmetic Institute. It's always a good time to pull yourself together with the best experts in skincare, injectables, and body contouring. And the good news is, you can do it all just in time for the holidays. For more information, check them out at BatarCosmeticInstitute.com. And finally, Metro Offices, the premier full-service workspace solution for professionals in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. You simply must check out their 1250 Connecticut Avenue location. It's been newly renovated, and it is a creative entrepreneur's dream. They are sure to have a location and service plan that works for you. From virtual plans to full-time offices, Metro Offices has you covered. Check them out at MetroOffice10.com. And now, happy holidays and enjoy the fabulous Jennifer Lewis. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 12 of Politics.
Hello, Paul.
Oh my gosh, the kids don't even know what they have in store today. This is the most special episode yet, because the one, the only, the author, the actress, the philanthropist, the activist, Jennifer Lewis is here with me today. Hello, Miss Lewis.
Hey, Paul Wharton. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful sitting here looking at you, taking in your wit and your wisdom.
Well, you know, what can I tell you? It's a new Jennifer Lewis these days. I'm 25% entertainer now and 75% an activist. And I'm very proud of this change in my life. Age has brought upon a new Jennifer Lewis. I'm scared, Jennifer, because I've kind of reached over into politics, but an unafraid Jennifer Lewis.
Yes.
There's a difference. You can feel those scary feelings with anything that you're doing, actually, but you must get up. You must be unafraid. That is the difference. The difference is you get up. It's no matter what problem you have. Get up.
Yeah, you've often said you can be scared, but not too scared.
I am straight.
Yeah.
You know, beat the wall, beat the floor, throw some socks.
But get up.
You know, yeah. But get it out before you go and take it out on someone else.
I want to talk about, we're here in New York City. You moved to New York on, I think, May 15th, 1979, right? Straight from Kinloch.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I know the story. I thought it was really interesting how you flew yourself here first class. Because it was just the right thing to do.
No, I had come to New York before, and I had walked through the first class section. I said, this is where I belong. These people are having champagne. They could, you know, you could smoke cigarettes back then, honey. I lit up. I was like, hey. But, the grandiosity, the entitlement, and all of that came with the bipolar disorder, the extreme emotions of mania and depression. So I was just all over the top. The good thing, thank God, what I've had most of my life is a good heart.
Absolutely.
I love people. So there was no malice in the disease, as it is now, unfortunately, with the leader of the free world. You know, his mania. Donald Trump is mentally ill. He's a sociopath because there are no feelings attached to his deeds. And no one can really talk to him. Mania is a dangerous aspect of bipolar disorder. You know, you speed in a car, you talk fast, but a sociopath has no feelings with whatever he does. No responsibility. This man is mad. I know what mental illness looks like.
Yes.
And Donald Trump is mentally ill.
There has to be an acknowledgement to oneself, a person that is, in fact, mentally ill. You have to first acknowledge that you are.
Absolutely. Well, that's the first step.
When did that happen for you, where you knew there was a problem, you had to go get therapy, you needed to get on meds?
Well, all of my friends had died from AIDS, and the mourning and confusion and rage that the Reagan administration was doing nothing to find a cure for AIDS. You know, I have a list of 200 people that I knew in show business mostly that died from AIDS. So we were all outraged when they did nothing because it was, you know, titled a gay disease. So I pretty much just had a nervous breakdown. My girlfriend, keep good friends around you,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Always
yes.
Keep good friends. Girlfriend looked at me, she said, Jennifer, something's wrong. I said, oh, baby, come on now. I'm Jennifer Lewis. Nothing's wrong with me. But it had become dangerous. You know, you once again, you speed in cars.
Mm-hmm.
I was unable to function in Hollywood the way I wanted to because I wasn't emotionally aligned. So,
but there was also a fear, right?
Yes,
there was
absolutely.
A fear that it would water you down if you did get the help.
Absolutely,
if you got the medication.
I did not want to be medicated mm-hmm. because I thought it would take away my edge. So I finally listened to a good girlfriend, and she told me I should get help.
Yeah.
And you look in the mirror, and you've got tears coming down your eyes. And you. You change.
Yeah.
I always say there's two things that will change a human being because we are habitual creatures. One is we get a deadly disease and then all of a sudden we want to change. The second is you just got to get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
You know, staying, sleeping all day, drinking all day, self-medicating all day, opioiding all day. Come out of those dark rooms.
Yeah.
And reach out to someone that you love. The molestation aspect of it all. Come on now. If you've been molested, tell somebody. I know it's difficult. Do it anyway and get that pain off of you. Get a journal. Write. Lay your burden down so that you can be free. You know, people ask me, where does it come from in me? It comes from doing the work. Learning to love, let go of the drama. There's enough going on in this administration that you not invite drama into your personal life. So self-care is what I promote. Take care of you so that when people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
Absolutely.
Do your best. Leave the rest. Can't take care of everything in one day. You know, write about it. Feel your feelings and get up. Stay up. The elevator to success is broken. Take the stairs.
Take the stairs. You talk a lot about love in your book. You share some very personal stories about some of the great loves of your life. What do you know for sure right now in this place today about love?
What I know for sure is all we have is the moment. Stay out of the past and the future. Visit the past to get that pain out of you. You got to go down to the root of pain. You try to snatch that shit out like a weed, it'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But if you sit down and write about it and feel your feelings and then make a goal for yourself, even if it's for the next hour, my nephew at Dark Skin Darren, who's my trainer now out in Los Angeles, he talked to me one day about small victories. Get through this hour without a drink. And then get through this hour without a cigarette. Then get through this moment without an opioid. Get through. It's work. There are many books that have been written. Find them. Read them. It's what I did back in the 80s. I read every self-help book. I didn't know there was really something wrong with me. The bipolar disorder was not popular back then. Nobody knew what it was. But when your friends tell you something's wrong, when people you love come to you, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention.
The first three words of your book, Dorothy May Lewis, your mother.
Yes.
You talk a lot about your childhood being the youngest of seven siblings. Tell me a little bit about that time and that longing for attention and love from your mother.
Well, my mother was 26 when she had me, and I was her seventh child. So, need I say, she was exhausted.
Yeah.
And she was dealing with everything that comes with poverty, being on welfare, the dysfunction in the family, the inability to spend time with each of us and nurture us. So, yes, I spent my childhood basically saying, see me, see me. And then it turned into, see me, which is all that rage. And that lasted for many years. And then the arms extended out into a diva pose that said, oh, you bitches will see me. And they did, because I was talented. But your arms get tired when you're wearing a mask. And that diva was a mask. Oh. So I brought them down to a gesture of surrender.
I thought it said a lot in the book that your mom and your family all saw you off to New York City, which I'm sure was a scary thing from a family in Kenlon.
Oh, honey, I was far from scared.
Yeah.
I was not scared when
not
I got
you,
to New York.
Them.
Oh, no. They knew. Oh, no. My family knew wherever I was going to still be Crazy Jenny.
Right.
You know, that alpha wolf that I am. But they, of course, didn't know I was as sick as I was. But I came here, and once again, it was the dream that sustained me. The dream. When I came to New York, I didn't even have fear inside of me. People say, Jennifer, how did you become a star? I said, I never knew I wasn't one. And the day I became a true star was the day I realized everybody was one.
Mm.
There is a level of humility you must reach in order to be whole. We are all fragile creatures. So fragile. But stand up, take the stairs, and if you need to hold on to the railing, go on and hold on. If you need to pull up on it, pull up on it. You gotta crawl, goddammit, you crawl. But you get there. And understand this. It's not about getting somewhere and being happy. You got to be happy on your way to happy. I never thought I'd be running around quoting the Constitution, the pursuit of happiness. We all have a right to it. Quote, we need a lot right now in this country, comes from John F. Kennedy. Ask not, what your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country? President Roosevelt, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Mandela, what right do we have not to be great? You don't go over to Robben Island and see where this man spent 27 years in solitary confinement and not come out of there with a purpose, with courage and strength to continue. I tell millennials, look up a photograph of Nelson Mandela.
Absolutely.
And look whose shoulders you're standing on. Look at how fragile they were. We owe the ancestors who took the hoses and the dogs on the front line in the 60s. We owe them. We owe Dr. King for marching the way he did. We owe our ancestors that came over on those ships where those white people threw those babies off because they didn't want to get to America and have a half white, half black baby. We owe it to those people that walked into the gas chambers at Auschwitz. We owe it to the men and women who fell in the Civil War. We owe not to let that happen in this country again. Because my friend, there are mad men running this country right now. Money, greed. How much money can you have, Donald Trump? How much? What are you going to have? The National Guard shoot that caravan down? What are you prepared to do? Well, I'm here to tell you right now, you give that order, they will not shoot. I believe in the soul and heart of mankind, and they will not shoot.
Wow. You have become one of the most recognized and outspoken voices of this movement. Your voice really resonates with millennials more so than anyone I can think of right now. What do you attribute that to?
My rawness and my honesty, my humor. I love making people laugh. You gotta stick it to them. My technique has always been make them laugh so that their cells can dance. And while their cells are dancing and healing the entire body from laughter, laughter being the greatest healer, then you stick that knowledge in them real fast. You tell them to lead with love. You tell them you gotta be in it to win it. You tell them there is grace. There is mercy. So be kind. So that same kindness can come back to you. Lead with love. I don't care where you're going. Say good morning to people. Hold somebody who needs to be held. Just a good morning sometimes. And then at one of the marches and the protests, you'll see that very person standing next to you because you encouraged them to live better. So good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, America.
Yeah.
Wake up.
So many tips, so many words of wisdom in your book, which you're celebrating the release of the purple paperback edition.
The purple paperback of the Mother Black Hollywood is so good. Get a copy of the purple paperback as a mother of Black Hollywood. Okay, I messed that all the way up. But this is the best one. It goes, yeah. Peter Piper the pack of pickle, pick the pack of pickled peppers for my purple paperback. A pack of pickled peppers and Peter Piper the pack of pickle, pick for my purple paperback. If Peter Piper the pack of pickle, pick the pack of pickled peppers for my purple paperback, then where is the pack of pickled peppers that Peter Piper the pack of pick for my purple paperback? My purple paperback is so good. The mother of Black Hollywood.
I love it. I love it. You know, I wanted to give people really a perspective on you. I mean, they're seeing it a lot now in your interviews where you're talking, you're sharing your political views. You've brought so much joy and inspiration to me in the time that I've known you. And I'm always telling people how much you make me laugh and how healing and motivational that is for me. But I've also been around you when the register drops and you really just speak from the heart in a very calm way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those lessons resonate the most with me. And it was really wonderful to not just read the book initially, but then to listen to it on audio.
Audible. The audio has outsold.
Yeah, you were number
the hard
one.
Copy and
you were number one.
Yeah, the audio is number one on Amazon. That was very exciting. I'm just grateful that so many people are getting inspiration.
I want them to pick up the book to get the lessons because it is fun. I think looking at the title, people think, "Oh, I want to know about the Fresh Prince days, and I want to know about how she felt when she was in What's Love Got to Do with It, and running into Tina Turner's mama in the in the drugstore." All those great
things.
I heard
her say, anime. I went, oh, Lord, somebody sound like me. Well, it was the real Tina Turner's mother.
It was the real Tina Turner's mom. And you said she looked great.
She looked fabulous. Well, she looked, Tina looks just like her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was in her, I think, maybe 70s at that time. And she had a body like Tina. I mean, she was still, like, so fit. So that was a great story from the book.
Blackish. We can't not talk about Black-ish. Congratulations, you're officially in syndication.
Yeah, we did the 100th episode. The Prince episode was very exciting. Black-ish is certainly the cherry on top of my career. I always say the writers are the stars of Black-ish. Those scripts. I mean, they're able to create magic mixing the drama and the comedy. That's the secret to the success of the show. To get 22 minutes of these modern day subjects that we focus on, the N-word, police brutality, depression, the dysfunction of families, the joys of family, the growing of the children. The children are so big right now. They're wonderful. You know, you run around
so
on a
fun.
Set and the children, you're like, oh, God, not another kid. But the kids on Black-ish are amazing.
You all have great time. I see all your videos behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, behind the scenes.
They love you.
Yeah, and it's a happy set.
Yeah.
And people ask me, you know, Jennifer, are you happy on Black-ish? I say to them, would I be there if I were not. It is happiness that makes all of this flow. There's a river of thought. And if you see all the zillions upon zillions of thoughts above your head running like a river, what are you going to reach up and snatch down for yourself just at this moment? What are you going to reach for? What spice do you reach for when you're making a human, not a, well, a soulful pie? What are you putting in there? And if it didn't taste right, you got to change those ingredients. That's another metaphor for life. What are you taking down from the shelf today to make your day a happy day? Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Moment to moment, what's going on? Pay attention, people, because I'll say it. I'm 61 now, and I assure you, life is but a whisper. Don't waste a second of it. It's so beautiful. Go out in nature. Heal your soul. Look in the eyes of babies. You can't think of war, any kind of war, when you're looking into a child's eyes. You can't think of war when a moon is rising over mountains. You can't think of war when you're standing where the water meets the land. The vibrational frequency is very high on the shoreline. Go there. You want to hear the voice of God? Then shut up. Sit still and be quiet. You want to see the face of God? Look in the mirror. It is you that's seeing whatever God is. So who are you in this moment? And if you don't know, look dead in your eyes in that same mirror.
The first step?
And say, I love myself.
Oh, wonderful.
I love myself. And say it over and over until you mean it. People say, Jennifer, where'd you get all this from? How do you know so much? Well, I don't know anything. This is my truth. You ask yourself, what's yours? How do I know, Jennifer, did it make you happy? How do you know which road to go down? Are you happy on that road? If not, get off. All you got to do is turn right or left. Go down, up, around. I don't care where you got to go. Get through the valley. Get through the valley and climb that mountain. And is it big, scary, and tall? Yes, it is. But climb that mountain. And don't fall. And I promise you, if you fall, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. I will. It's what I came here to do.
Yeah.
And now at 61, look at little old crazy Jenny doing it. Ain't no shame in my game, baby. I did it. I laid my burden down. And now I'm free. I'm free as the eagles I saw in Alaska. I'm free as the birds. I took a train down to Washington, D.C. once from New York, and the migration was happening where the birds were flying south.
Mm-hmm.
I watched damn near the entire thing, that long train ride. Every time I looked out, there they were, millions upon millions of birds. I've seen lions in the Serengeti, free baboons running around, elephants coming around the corner. If you do nothing with your life, ladies and gentlemen, go on safari. God lives there where they're free. And we're the same. Be free. And be yourself. Honor that. Love that. Live that. Scream it. And pursue happiness for God's sake.
Beautiful. What else is there?
You're beautiful, Paul. I always tell people when they compliment me, it has to be in you to see it in me.
Yeah.
So let's have some fun and skip and play. It's enough horror going on. Love your family, love your friends. But mostly love yourself. Stop hurting yourself in those dark rooms.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
The Mother of Black Hollywood, available now everywhere books are sold. Thank you for being the voice of a generation and for all of the love and the motivation that you put out into the world. I just say thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Jennifer Lewis!
Ah, the purple paperback of the Mother Black Hollywood. It's good. Yeah. Oh, and what's the one?
What's wrong?
These fools told me to rap for my book.
Hey,
so I tap, tap, tap for my book.
Oh,
red lips for my book.
Hey,
titties and hips for my book.
Hey,
I hit a high note for my book.
Hey, now you woke for my book.
A rubber pump pump for my book.
Hey, your bitches better run for my book.
I got a plate and a pig, cause my book gon' be big.
My book gon' be big.
Y'all get those Christmas presents.
Buy her book.
I want 50 copies of The Mother Black Hollywood under everybody's Christmas tree.
This ho, Christmas. Ho, ho.
And yes, there will be some ho, ho, hoing up and through The Mother Black Hollywood.
Love you. Thank you, girl. Now get on back to L.A.
I gotta go to L.A. Bye.
Thank you all for listening to Politics. This has been episode 12, and we are loving that you are tuning in each and every week. We'll see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Politics. I hope you enjoyed Jennifer Lewis. Follow us online at Politics TV. We're live every Thursday at 2 from the Line Hotel with Full Service Radio. Bye-bye.
He got the look, he wrote a book. Paul Wharton, he'll get you hooked. beauty tips and life advice, how to eat right and be feeling nice. Strong woman, strong mind, the inner goddess you will find. Iconic homes, celebrity faces, TV shows and exotic places. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul is here pulling it all together. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul is here pulling it all together. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul is here pulling it all together. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul is here pulling it all together. Paul is here pulling it all together. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul is here pulling it all together.